Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny.
Mention It All. A Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, bro?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
Welcome back to the podcast. How are we feeling today? How's it going?
Good.
I feel good. Surprisingly, this, not to be like too much of a downer, this is the first day this week that I've felt like ready to go, like I'm gonna like seize the day.
Was that this week already? Is that how long this week has been where you were like in for a slow start? Remember we were like recording, you're like, oh, I'm just not fit. Yeah. Was that this week?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, I literally couldn't get out of bed. I don't know what it was. Like, I haven't been sleeping that well. Like, maybe.
Neither have I.
I don't know. Maybe I need to try counting Lisa Barlow's when I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. 1 Lisa Barlow, 2 Lisa Barlow. But I don't know.
Let me know if that works.
You know, really, truly, today is Thursday. I think waking up and knowing that I got to watch an episode of Miami first thing in the morning, it kind of gave me a little pep in my step. I am really enjoying it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say waking up knowing tomorrow is Friday, like, got you through.
I mean,
like, the morning.
Let's be real.
Yes, that's true.
We have a little long weekend coming, you know.
Yes, we do. I agree. Like, it is something to look forward to because in the past, or even currently, if you and I don't have time to watch a show or whatnot, we're always like, in the morning, like, quickly, like, look, we have to watch it. But Miami, like, we wake up to watch it.
It's like,
nice.
It feels nice and fresh.
Yeah. And warm.
And I gotta say, I'm really enjoying these Thursday double Housewives with Orange County and Miami. It feels like a good pairing. I'm enjoying both seasons. And I feel like both shows, I wasn't sure what to expect. This season, where, like, OC, obviously, they were doing this whole kind of reboot moment. And Miami, they were doing an actual reboot moment. You know,
right.
It had been gone for so long. And I'm impressed with both. I'm enjoying the new cast members on both shows, too, which I think it can always be a little dicey when you have multiple new people coming into the mix and they're really trying to freshen it up. But, like, I mean, Noella is giving us drama, and I think Jen is doing a pretty good job of, you know, kind of mixing it up with the group and getting involved, and, I don't know.
Last night's episode was very good. It hit, like, all points of every cast member in, like, the perfect way, but also, before we get into it, we need to talk about how Nicole and Anthony got engaged for Miami.
They did. I'm excited for them because it feels like they are one of those couples where they've been together for a long time. They have a kid together. It feels like they got engaged, like, on their own timeline versus, like, okay, like, there's this pressure because we've been together for a year and a half and everybody wants to know. It's like, I wasn't expecting an engagement announcement from them, but I was like, I thought that was, like, nice.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy. They're two, like, very intelligent people. So in my head, I was like, is this because of the show? You know, like, the show? But they've been talking about it and they are, like, we're, you know, thinking, whatever. So I think it did, it just, like, coincidentally
Also, timing. I could be, unless I'm extremely wrong, they're not filming right now for Miami. So, like,
no. I mean, because of the pressure from the show.
I did see like one or two kind of comments that it was like, oh, like they come on the show and then like, then they want to get engaged. And it's like, okay, well, then they would have gotten engaged like last summer when they were filming.
They do not seem like those that like.
Yeah. Tight. I mean, yeah, they have plenty of other stuff going on. Also, of course, Lindsay and Carl confirmed that they are dating, which we had been, you know, I would say the speculation on that was ranging from like, we think it's happening to it's definitely happening. Like, nobody was really that skeptical. But now
they were
spending
like holidays together. And like, I saw an article, she was like, we're not like boyfriend, girlfriend. We haven't talked about titles, but like, we're dating. It's like, okay.
I will say though, I watched like the first half of the season premiere of that's next week, and they definitely aren't together at the beginning of the season. Like, they're kind of like maybe have a little flirtatious energy like they always do, but like, it's not like they came into the house as a couple. So hopefully we'll get to see that kind of blossom this season.
How do you feel about them as an official couple?
Oh, I'm for it. I think they've always kind of like had that energy with each other. I don't know if they're like soulmates going to be together forever, but I think they could be. We'll see.
I hope so.
They've known each other for a really long time. Carl seems like he's in the best place he's ever been. At the start of the season, he is 6 months sober. He's looking great. He always looks like he's feeling great, it seems like. And I think Lindsay also, you know, she's been through a lot in the relationship department. And so if she feels, I don't think they would be together at this point from a place of like chaotic horniness. Like, I think they're both at a place in their life where they can actually like come together because it feels right, not because it's like we're drunk and we hooked up.
Yeah, I feel like the sex is wild.
Oh.
But you know whose sex I don't think is wild?
I'm nervous.
You shouldn't be Emily and Shane. I could not agree less with Noella, like in my life, about anything.
I don't know. I mean, you never know. Sometimes
feel pretty confident.
Sometimes it's the ones you least suspect who really have it all going on in the bedroom. So this episode, we kind of get our little check-ins with everyone. Noella has located James. The little fucker, as she calls him, is in Mykonos, apparently.
And where's Mykonos?
Oh my God. It's not in South Africa.
I'm obviously, I am not being serious. I am.
No. Yeah, mimicking anybody, Gina. Before you like leave a review that's like, how did Barry not know where Mykonos is?
or Gina does not know where Mykonos is. Gina doesn't know where anything is, apparently.
Yeah, so she has found James in Mykonos, and she has also apparently found a credit card that works. So she's like, I can't piss him off because I don't want him to turn the credit card off. So she's just like spying on him. I don't know.
I don't understand that, because he obviously turned off of the credit card so she doesn't, you know, use them. And I feel like he's not dumb. So maybe he forgot to turn this, like that there's another one out there, but Is she going to use it? Because he's going to see the charge. I don't know. I don't know if husbands look at charges or not. I truly don't. Like, I feel like,
I mean, I don't look at my credit card charges like every day.
You should be the only one using it.
I'll like look at it like through my fingers. Like, I'm like really hesitant to look like a couple times a month, maybe.
And then you throw your phone against the wall?
Kinda. Have like an existential crisis after the holidays. Damn. I needed to. But yeah, so she has located James again. We'll see what's happening with that. She seems like a little less fragile this week than she has been the last few. You know, there's like a little more composure happening, and she has to get it together for her little meeting with Heather Dubrow.
She also, though, side note, got into, when she was getting into her Uber's car, like giggling, and she's like, sorry, I just have to track my husband. And I was like, the Uber driver doesn't care, and you shouldn't be saying this to him. Like, that's so weird. She was like, I just need someone to talk to, basically.
Noella is a trip for sure. But so she goes to Heather's house because Heather has basically summoned her to have a meeting because Heather has been told by numerous people about, you know, Noella called her a fake bitch. And then, you know, Gina said something about Noella saying she wasn't to be trusted. And so Heather really just wants to get to the bottom of why Noella seems to have a problem with her. And Noella's answer to that is like not quite satisfactory.
I agree with Heather for if she didn't have her to have this talk with her, she would be a fake bitch because she's like, I know about this, so why would I not call her out on it?
Right.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Heather is the kind of person where she doesn't need to have Noella as a good friend. So she, I think, is trying to be the bigger person and sort of giving her an opportunity to explain herself and to move forward. But you know, she's not coming at it from a place of like, oh, but I love Noella so much and it hurts my feelings so much that she's talking about me. And so I think when Heather is very strategic about this, because she brings up the first thing, the fake bitch comment, and Noella's like, yeah, you know, it was misplaced anger. Like, I was mad at James. And so I just said something and blah, 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 blah. And like, that's the only reason that happened. And Heather's like, okay, so now what about the other thing you said? And I think Noella kind of is like, oh, like, I don't, you know, like, she doesn't really have an excuse because it was like, there wasn't really a reason for what she said.
No, and also she had a problem with the fact that Heather was filming her little, whatever she was filming, infomercial, commercial. And then Heather, like, posted their text online, like, that she, that was when she could squeeze her in, basically. So there was no issue right. with that. And then also Noella's reasoning for not liking Heather at that moment is because she saw Nicole's attitude change about the lawsuit. I was like, wait, that has nothing to do with you. You were when they played the flashback and they were drunk at her drunken crying lunch and Nicole was like, I'm over it, I'm good. That's because Nicole didn't want to talk to you about it. Like, that has nothing to do with Heather.
And with the Nicole and Terry lawsuit situation, I do believe that there was some behind the scenes manipulation or conversation. You know, something happened that we didn't see. I do believe that. But we saw on camera Terry and Heather weren't making a big deal out of it. They were, like, fine with Nicole. And I think Nicole was more stressed about it before than after. And so it was one of those things where it's like, whatever Heather said to Nicole on the phone, like, we'll never know that. But, like, everybody else has moved on from the situation. Heather doesn't have an issue with Nicole. Nicole doesn't have an issue with Heather. Like, everything is hunky-dory. And Noella is, like, reading into this one comment that Nicole made. And so I totally agree with Heather that it's like, why is this something that you are now bringing up again? Because it didn't have to do with you in the first place, and it certainly doesn't have to do with you now that it's not even a situation anymore. And it's right. It's like funny because Nicole, obviously, for whatever reason, isn't a full-time housewife. So it's like, we wouldn't have even thought about Nicole this episode, except for the fact that Noella is like bringing it up again. And it's like,
right.
We've moved on. It's episode 6. That was episode 2. Come on.
We all just collectively don't like Nicole's blush. Like, that's it. That's all I got from that lunch. Like, that's it. Honestly, I know, like, I agree because she's not a housewife. She hasn't been in the front line as she has been the first few episodes. But I'm kind of like liking her a little bit more.
I like her vibe. Like, I like having her around, but I think it's, you know, for Noella to kind of try and bring her back up, it's kind of a weak strategy because she's not a main part of the group.
Totally. But
I think it makes sense, though, what you see Noella kind of trying to do with Heather, because Noella has been getting close with Shannon Bedore, who is kind of the number one person who is not a fan of Heather Dubrow and has had issues with Heather Dubrow. And it sort of feels like Noella is now starting to kind of have the same attitude toward Heather as Shannon, because it's like, Heather can't be trusted, Heather's unreasonable, all of this stuff. And, you know, it feels like Noella, even if it's subconscious, is sort of choosing Shannon's side. And, you know, Heather isn't gonna feel like she needs to have Noella around if she's like Team Shannon.
Right. And I feel like Noella is just, I don't know. I am like Heather, where I would just keep my distance, because it's just like watching her being in her presence is something. I don't know. But like, then she started accusing, like exactly what you said, she didn't really have a game plan. So she accused Heather of like throwing people against the wall. And like, what? Heather? We didn't even see that.
Into the wall?
So when Heather didn't like kick her out of her house, but Noella exiting Heather's house was very awkward to watch. They were like muttering under each other's breath and like, didn't know what to do. And like, Heather just wanted her out. But at the same time, and that answered my question, where Heather posting that she was busy. When you have a conversation like that, you do that at a neutral like place. You do not do it at someone's home.
Yeah, that's true. It probably would have been better suited to like a lunch or grabbing a drink with someone. But I feel like Heather kind of wanted to do it on her terms, because I suspect Heather kind of knew, okay, I'm done with Noella. Let me invite her over so I can kind of do it formally.
Everything is formal with Heather.
And I guess it was a good thing that this happened before Max's party later in the episode, because, you know, Heather, of all people, is not going to tolerate drama at her daughter's event.
Yeah, so it is nice that Noella is respectful towards Max, though, and that's like, you should never, you know, take it out on a kid, which is she doesn't do, which is sweet of her. But
yeah, but it is funny that Heather's kind of like, okay, so like, isn't that being fake when we're like fighting and you're like giving a gift to my daughter and like pretending that you're BFFs? Like, it's a little much.
Yeah, I want to know, with this spa day that Heather, Emily, and Jen are on, why Heather is picking up the tabs and like, can I will join you. I won't even talk. Like, I'll just sit there. Heather's like, just put on my account. You have an account there?
I know. Like, if Emily needs to tap out for a second to go eat her sandwich, like, I will sub in for that.
See for what that you did there? Of the day. Sub in.
Yeah, oh my god, I kind of want a sandwich now, though.
I feel like we did.
Good.
You said this last time we talked. I know. She was like, I like Emily's reasoning for also falling asleep, too. And she happened to be eating a turkey sandwich in the spa. What is it called again in Turkey? I don't know. I never know the name.
Oh, tryptophan.
Yes, that's it. That could be it.
I enjoyed that. And it was good to get a little more backstory about Jennifer's relationship history, was with this ex and he had lied to her about being divorced. It turned out he was only separated. So she broke it off with him, and then he sued her when she got with Ryan. Or Ryan, as we find out, his name is actually Ryan. He just prefers to go by Ryan, which, whatever.
Jen's like, I don't know. Call him whatever you want.
But that, okay, that is like a wild story that he, her ex decided to claim that every gift he gave her was actually just a loan, so that all of a sudden he was saying that she owed him back all of those things. Like, that is,
I think
is
it was like $800,000, right?
That is such a fucked up thing to do. It's like, it's one thing if you want to be kind of a dick to your ex, but like to bring it up in such a formal way like that with a lawsuit about gifts. And, you know, it makes sense why that would put a strain on her new relationship that she was in with Ryan. Like, that's a really shitty thing to have to go through.
Do you want to hear something funny? When they showed the article on the screen, like during the episode, like, I thought she was the one cheating. So I was like, it said cheating girlfriend. It said like cheating girlfriend. Yeah. So I was like, oh, as I was reading it, I was like, oh, that's so interesting. But I was like, oh my God, he was cheating with a girlfriend. That makes so much more sense. And like that he's suing her. I don't know. But that also doesn't make sense.
I had to do the mental math a little bit of like, okay, so your ex was married. Right. And then it took me a second too.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think like Jennifer is not like my favorite person in the cast thus far, but I do like, I'm interested in her. And I think she's a good, I think we were talking about this last week, that she's being kind of a good team player where she can kind of talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this trip to Mexico because I don't really know what to expect.
Scary Island Part 2?
I hope so. Noella showing up.
Who the fuck just shows up like that? That's wild.
I know. I think so far, because of the divorce stuff that's been happening with Noella, we've seen a lot of her just kind of personal stuff that she's been handling, but I think she has the potential to be really chaotic in these group situations.
Yes.
And what we see kind of going on with Heather, and then she also has that issue with Jennifer because of being tagged in that poorly lit selfie. You know, I think she has a lot of potential to be kind of a nightmare in a really entertaining way.
Okay, Shane made me laugh last night because, of course, we have Max's party, her book launch party. And Shane, every time a new woman came, he was like, so are you fighting too? He was like, I love hearing about like who's fighting. He was like, wait, so you're not talking to what? And like, he kind of makes like digs like that because it's true. Like, how can you not say something? Like, every single person is fighting or not talking to someone else. It is kind of hard to keep track if you're a house husband.
I love when the husbands are like interested, but they also think it's ridiculous, but also they are like invested, like they want to know the tea,
right? Like they were like, should we order food or are we good, like should we call them over or whatever. I love seeing drunk Emily. I thought it was weird to see how like their marriage is kind of affected by that a little bit, because Shane clearly doesn't drink or smoke or do anything like that. But Emily was like letting loose, and she was like, and she kept like apologizing for falling asleep the night before, because clearly they just like didn't, like they were alluding to just like not having sex. But I was like, and then she wanted him to come in the bathroom, and I was like, oh my God, what is happening? This is wild. I don't know. I'm so.
It's like, I'm telling you, the people who you least expect.
I feel no,
like
Shane's they like, might I don't want to see you pee.
They might have that's it not, going on.
That's not why she was calling you in the bathroom, Shane.
we're headed to Mexico next week. Can't wait.
In the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Did you know that women make up 56% of law students?
It's clear that the future of the legal field is female. So why are so many legal podcasts and reviews authored by men? Hi, I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw.
And with Melissa Murray, we are the hosts of Strict Scrutiny.
Each week, we break down the latest headlines and biggest legal questions facing our country to give you expert views you won't hear anywhere else.
Strict Scrutiny is your guide to the Supreme Court.
New episodes drop every Monday. Make sure to subscribe to Strict Scrutiny wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about Miami. We also have a lot going on this episode. We have sort of the aftermath of Alexia, her whole family argument situation, which, you know, she chats with Marisol about that. And Marisol is, like, I feel like the designated, like, listener on the cast. Like, I feel like people are always just, like, sitting on a bench outside with her, like, discussing their life, and she's just like, oh, wow. And she's good at it.
Or she, like, always has brunch ready for whoever's coming over to tell her something.
But she's like, I made you a mimosa. Come sit down. Oh, I love Marisol. I like Marisol. Like, I don't think she is going to have a lot of, like, storyline happening this season, so yeah. It makes sense that she's a friend. But it seems like she's just... people must like having her around. Like, she seems just,
she's
like,
not a
good girlfriend.
Exactly. Like, she's not there for drama. She's there to be a friend.
So Nicole and Julia fly to Key West for a little double date brunch, because why not? Anthony's a pilot also. Anthony is, like, he's a foodie, he's a pilot, he's an attorney. Nicole's a doctor. They clearly do very well. Nicole drives a Rolls Royce, which I'm like, what the fuck?
SUV.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. I feel like I had sort of forgotten how, or maybe it's changed. Like, these women in Miami are so rich. Like, the vibe is just so wealthy, and I love it.
Yeah, I was trying to note the restaurants and stuff. I kind of do this with all the franchises, but where they go, like, they go to...
Yeah.
It's different when you live in a city, a tourist city, because you go to places that, like, people don't go to, but they all look so, like, fancy, like, on a regular basis. That's where they go. And their houses and their closets. I'm like, wait, this is so large. The hallways.
I mean, the suite that they were in at the Faena was so beautiful.
That wasn't, like, how many people are supposed to go there?
That, like, upstairs terrace area where they were just looking out at the ocean and, like, where they were when Larsa FaceTimed them. Oh, my God. It's so beautiful. I just, like, I mean, for $50,000 a night, I guess it better be.
What does it come with? Like,
well,
food?
Probably. Clearly, they went to the show. You know, that was, I guess, like, the entertainment
was
included.
I guess because it
was
at the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't, it doesn't matter. To me, like, it doesn't matter what's included because I can't pay for it.
Wait, but I like how Nicole was like, before Grayson, we used to just wake up and be like, want to go to New Orleans for brunch today? Like, they would just fly places. Must be nice.
New Orleans and Miami, like, aren't that close together. Like, that's not like a 30-minute flight.
Yeah, that's why they just went to Key West this episode, because it's a quick there. It's like a quick Uber ride. In the sky.
I don't know. I feel like that's bad for the environment, but whatever. So Alexia is on a roller coaster with her wedding venue search this week, because she finds a venue and she tells Gertie, and Gertie's very excited. And then by the end of the episode, the venue has fallen through, and I feel bad. I just, like, she's going through it.
I feel bad because of when she said, like, I always have to fight for everything. Like, she, like, and it's funny, it's not funny how they always say, like, everything she does, there's always something, and, like, you really do feel bad. But, like, I feel like Gertie, again, enter production, we haven't seen this yet on Miami, but, like, what was the reasoning for her not telling her, like, before? But she managed to tell, like, a few other people ahead of
I actually
that.
I didn't have an issue with how she handled that, really, because, I mean, maybe she
not
shouldn't have told...
how she handled it, but when.
Maybe she shouldn't have told some of the other women, but, like, if she found out, like, I don't know what time they got to this slumber party. Let's say they got there at, like, 6 p.m. If she found out at 4 p.m., like, I know probably technically the best thing to do is to tell her as soon as you know. But if she, you know, they were trying to enjoy this night out, she wanted to try and have like a backup plan in place before she told Alexia. I don't know. It's just a bad situation all around, because even though Gertie knows it's not her fault, like, it just feels so, like, it's such a bad position to be in, and especially when Alexia is, like, overly stressed. And I did think, actually, I thought it was weird the way Marisol, like, sat Gertie and Alexia down and was like, Gertie, you need to be figuring out all of the details. Like, you can't be stressing and blah, 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 blah. It's like, why are you doing this right now?
Yeah, that was kind of weird, because it was like you were asking Marisol the questions you were uncomfortable asking Gertie, the wedding planner, but why?
Right. Also, it's like, if you're saying you need to figure out like your table settings and all of that stuff, it's like, you're not going to do that right now at the slumber party. Like, send her an email tomorrow, like, figure it out later.
Right. But again, it's also one of those situations where like they are married right now, but again, they didn't get married at the venue, even in the state that we thought they were. So who the fuck knows what went on with that?
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that kind of develops over the course of the season, because clearly the plans changed for numerous reasons. I like seeing that Nicole and Lisa are getting closer. They have a nice little mom's day out. And I like Nicole. I think I'm into her vibe. I like seeing her meet with her dad at the end of the episode. I'm glad they are, you know, having that meeting. It seems like that was something that she kind of knew she needed to do, but was feeling apprehensive about. But I also like seeing her, you know, kick off her shoes with the girls and like have a good time. She seems like a fun person.
Nicole, I know. I feel like Lisa is like, I don't know, they're just like asking questions about like motherhood, but it's like, Lisa clearly just wants to go out and party, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so tired. But she's so real about it. I do enjoy their dates, but they also had one last episode, which is funny, because it's like,
I think they're a good match for each other, because they're both on the younger side and have young kids, whereas like Marisol, Adriana, Alexia are kind of in like a little different stage of life. They're a little older, their kids are older, so I think Lisa and Nicole are like a really good fit for each other as like mom friends. Oh my God, I laughed so hard when Lisa was in her confessional talking shit about Alexia, and then Alexia calls her. That was such a good moment. I want to see them kind of go at it a little bit more, because I feel like we haven't really gotten a good moment with the two of them.
But I feel like that wasn't serious. Like, that was a joke, like, of her talking, like, she wasn't talking shit. And they did a flashback to when they went to Barry's boot camp, like, earlier, and Lisa was calling her out, but they were laughing about it. So I don't know if they are going to actually get into it or not. I have my money on Alexia, though.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's, like, it's a little playful, but if the right situation came up, there's, like, enough truth there where, like, Lisa could kind of lash out at Alexia. And I would like to see, we haven't really seen Lisa get involved in any drama yet this season that I can remember. Like, she's been pretty chill and just kind of vibing with the group. It seems like she mostly gets along with everyone. And so I'd like to see Lisa kind of get into it with someone a little bit more. And I think Alexia could be a good potential option.
Like she used to with Joanna.
Exactly.
But even Lisa trying to like be playful and start with Adriana because she knows it'll get under her skin, like flirting with Julia. Like, but no one takes Lisa like seriously.
I know. Lisa, like, I feel like she doesn't get enough credit for just being like fun. Like, I think she just seems like genuinely really fun. I don't know.
I know. Lisa Hochstein.
Hochstein? Her definition of a fetish is Julia. It's like, wait, what?
I saw what she meant. Like, maybe she had a fetish with it, but I think she wasn't expecting the question, so she kind of answered it wrong. But I was trying to help her out and like be like, oh, okay, I can see it. No.
You're like shouting at the screen like, feet.
Anything
bondage.
Else.
Bondage. Anything. So Larsa is not in this episode a lot because she is very, very focused on her jewelry brand. But she invites the girls to the Hamptons and they're going to go next week. Larsa Marie. It's like, okay, whatever. It's like the most basic name. But yeah, they're all going to go to the Hamptons and you know you're setting yourself up for a disaster when you're like, okay, everybody has to be on their best behavior because this is a work event for me. So, like, make sure you don't embarrass me. It's like, oh, shit's about to go down.
Wait, this was so reminded me of, like, Salt Lake City this week where they, like, all are FaceTiming Larsa, like, in selfie mode, literally. And they were like, yeah. Oh, my God, the Hamptons. I was like, okay, girls, let's go.
We've been seeing a lot of trip planning this week on Bravo. It's like we've got the husbands suggesting the Mother's Day trip on Salt Lake City. We've got like Heather wants to build a house in Mexico, so they're all gonna go down and like check out the land. And then like this time it's Larsa's jewelry event in the Hamptons. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Someone's gonna cause creative. A scene. Someone's going to cause a scene in the Hamptons.
Adriana in the bathtub.
Yeah, no joke.
Adriana, you know, she does what needs to be done in terms of the TV antics, and I appreciate it.
I do. I feel like she's one of those people who actually doesn't even realize there's a cat. Like, she's not acting. Like, she's being herself and, like, really focusing on the fact that there's a camera there.
She has a little bit of that in her personality. I don't mean this as an insult, but, like, a little bit of, like, an evil goblin type of thing where, like...
What does that mean?
Like, I feel like she likes to cause chaos and she likes to mess with people. And she kind of, like, does it with a smile. But she's like, yeah, I'm causing a little bit of chaos. And it's, like, kind of like a Brandy Glanville kind of energy. Where it's, like, she likes to get in there and kind of fuck with people. And... Yeah. I think Larsa is going to be on the receiving end of some of that, and I'm excited to see it.
Samesies.
Well, I can't wait to talk about all of these housewives trips that we have starting, and we'll talk about it all next week. I can't wait. Which do you think, okay, between Salt Lake, OC, and Miami, which trip do you think is going to have the most drama?
Why can't I remember where Salt Lake's going?
They're going to Zion. Like, Zion, like right. Somewhere in Utah. So,
without question, it's Salt Lake City, then OC, then Miami. Because you know you already know there's going to be drama because of Noella, and you know there's going to be drama in Salt Lake with all of them, so.
I guess that's true. Like, Salt Lake, we got more of a preview because there's literally already an altercation happening on the bus.
Oh, yeah, I, like, was saying that without even remembering. We did not even get to the trip yet. Like, we didn't even get there.
Where we left off, Jen and Lisa are, like, throwing hands.
Punching each other, yeah.
Chances are it's going to be a mess. I can't wait to talk about it all. We are going to be off for the holiday on Monday, but we will be back with an episode on Tuesday talking about Salt Lake City and where we left off on the bus. So don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. And until then, just be cool.
Don't be all, like, uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Betches.